Oftentimes I see rules that are biased when they define structures only one way, whether it's the idea of engagement or learning or respect or interactions. It's only when the teacher accounts for the students and thinks about multiple ways for things to be accomplished, do I then consider things to be a little bit more culturally considerate. But beginning teachers in particular, they want to establish one type of authority and one type of control. And in order to do that, the students must follow one way of doing it. Oftentimes, that's the way of being silent, quiet at your desk, with only the teacher's instruction being heard and being the one to delegate information. It may be easier in the sense that it's quiet and silent and what the teacher had always envisioned, but just because there's silence doesn't mean students are learning. They need to really think about what it is the students need to succeed and to engage with the material. I think students can share what it takes for them to engage and to learn, but I think if you have the opportunity to also ask them what does it take for others within your classroom to learn, so that they can kind of step outside of themselves and really consider their peers and being able to recognize that. Most students are pretty honest in saying, well, I know for me, I need this, but I know other people, they may need something a little bit different. So is there a way to bridge and compromise those sort of differences? I think another way would be to have the teacher consider certain times that prioritize certain structures and other times that prioritize other structures. So the idea of engaging in classroom, some students like to yell out the answers because to them, they're so excited they have it, they just cannot wait. As opposed to others who want the opportunity to raise their hand and be able to be called on. I think there's value in both, but I think there's a time and place in both. And so the teacher can preempt lessons or discussions and saying, at this time, we are going to accept hands raised only. Or at this time, I just want to hear you shout out the different answers. I think that allows students to be able to feel accepted in certain places. And I think the teacher also has the opportunity to share with the students the pros and cons of both types of modalities, because to some extent, the students need to be able to understand these different structures. They need to be able to recognize that it's appropriate to do certain types of actions and not so much in the others. Being able to work between different environments can equip the students to be able to succeed in multiple contexts, but also recognize the value of different types of participation in this example so that they can continue to grow as learners.